was somebody who cut up things for Moochie, and he took my little dog and he...
You've seen the Queen's knickers? and so many more. Make some love and show some... Make some noise and show some love for Kate Turkington in the building.
Phela mina ngiyinsizwa mina. Ngiyinsizwa.
Hello, Dumela, Sawubona, how's it? And welcome to another edition of the On The Bounce show. After many entertaining matches across a variety of tournaments, we are down to the finals, the big kahunas when it comes to football matches this season. Four major finals, eight big teams, all with hopes and dreams, and one special guest to bring it all together. It's ex-professional footballer Dane Clate, joining the guys in studio to bring us up to speed on what to expect in the upcoming finals this month. Arsenal fans, perhaps catch up with us again next week. It's episode 48. It's trophy time. Let's get into it. What's that?
Is that DJ Khaled?
What? Okay, that is. So it was apparently DJ Khaled.
Another one.
It's like a giant hippopotamus running on the beach. What the hell?
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
All right, well, welcome to your Friday morning. Simpiwe and I are here to keep you company, and Ben is still playing golf in Scotland or something?
Living his best life.
Yeah.
Living his
really?
Best
life. And, you know, this week we found out that golf really is important.
Hey, man, I didn't even know they make books that heavy about golf.
Like, Oh, yeah. Golf is the biggest thing for, you know, people who matter in the world, clearly. I mean, the only guys who were able to get anything through to Donald Trump seemed to have been golfers.
Yeah. You know, Sarah made the joke of that, like, going back to that just for 2 seconds. He made a joke about, oh, I don't have a plane to give you. He should have said, well, I do have a golf, you know.
I've got some golf courses.
Yeah, that you can look at, you know. I mean, maybe that will entice him. And
it's interesting usually they say that a town or a city is really in shit when they don't have a single golf course.
Ooh.
That's how you can tell that it's a sign of serious economic decline.
Because the wealthy people are gone.
Well, it's not so much wealthy people, but golf is it's like a statement about we're going to cultivate this place to make it to make it nice, to make it attractive, to make it worth playing on. People, rich and poor people like playing golf. I think it's a sign if a city or town doesn't have a golf course anymore that there is severe economic decline happening there. And I wonder how many of those little towns in South Africa have golf courses anymore, because they all used to. Every one of them used to have. So we'll see what happens there. But anyway, golf is very important and Ben is playing it. And there are also stories that are lots of people talking about Johan Rupert and his mansions. I mean, we knew he was a billionaire before. What did you think? He was living in a squatter shack.
Like, imagine. And also when he made the joke about that, he like sleeps on his farm with the doors like unlocked or something like that. I laughed because I was like, he's rich. He has security guards. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine.
I don't know.
Stop trying to be the everyday man, because you know us South Africans, we don't do that. We have butlers everywhere.
So you wanted to talk about this, and I think it's an excellent thing. Tourists are not welcome in Spain. Is this because of the over-tourism?
Yes, yeah, so it's been a thing. It's not the first time.
Aki told me about this on Wednesday last week when I was at the Travel Indaba.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a first time thing. It's been happening. Like, the people in Spain are like, we want everybody out.
Get out.
Like, we want you guys out, okay? But now it's gone to a point where now the government has, like, ordered, I think, 66,000 Airbnbs to shut down their listings.
Yes, sis.
Right? And they're just, like, having these protests saying that they don't want any tourists in the country. And the kicker in all of this is that the tourism, what's this?
Sector, department.
Yeah, sector, whatever, has actually gone up. There's been more tourism over the past year with all these protests taking place with people basically kicking them out. And the tourists are like, we ain't going anywhere.
In fact, they're coming in numbers.
Yes, and they're like, if we don't come, you guys don't have an economy. So what you gonna do?
What? I love this. The law of unintended consequences, right? So often when people try to achieve something, it triggers something that makes it even worse. The Streisand effect is often called in as an example of this. So once upon a time, Barbara Streisand tried to get her home, which was photographed, I don't know, somewhere on the internet, there was a photograph of Barbara Streisand's home.
Mm-hmm.
And she took this website to court. It could have been Google Earth. I can't remember. But she took them to court to try and get this image removed.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want people to know where she lived.
Okay.
And then as a result of that, all the attention was on where she lived. And this often happens, you know, you'll have someone who we don't even know about, sue somebody over a, you know, a relationship that went wrong or something. And they're actually trying to keep it quiet, but it ends up becoming much bigger news.
Yes.
Kind of a Streisand effect is what they call it. Now, in this case, Spain don't want any more tourists. They believe that they're being over-visited.
Yes.
The country has become impossible for the people who live in it, particularly places like Barcelona.
Yes.
So they're now trying to stop tourists.
Yes.
And in trying to stop them, they've made the problem even bigger.
Yes, because the tourists are like, but we like it there. We have to go there. And they're going there in numbers.
Sorry, Spain.
It's actually, I laughed a bit because it's so South African as well. Like, I was like, you know, hey, man, you know when your mom's like, don't do that. They're telling you do it and you'll see what happens. You know what I mean? And I'm getting that feeling with, like, with the tourists that are going to Spain deliberately. They're like, oh, you're saying we mustn't do it?
Can we get on to everybody's favorite subject at the moment, the Puffy Combs trial? Sean P. Diddy.
Oh, my word.
Rapper Kid Cudi has testified.
Yes.
Now, you know the story there?
You know what I did? I took a break. I know who's going to take the stand, but I've not listened to what they've said because I'm still stuck on Cassie and what she had to go through for the past 10 years and that she was testifying pregnant in her third trimester. I think she's given birth or going to give birth. And I was like, you know what? Let's take a break. But I did see that Kid Cudi is going to take a stand or will be taking the stand and quite a few other celebrities. And I'm just like, are we ready to hear what this man has done?
So it turns out, everybody, turns out like this P. Diddy's a really bad guy.
Jeez.
You know, not a good human being.
At all.
No,
and
apparently.
And I used to look up to him and I was like, you go, black man. Because they even created like this whole black excellence thing. They used to have the Rockefeller breakfast or something like that.
Just protest too much, you know?
Yes.
Like trying too hard here.
Yeah, but it was
to
also
try and hide the horrible monster that he was inside.
Well, to us, the everyday, you know, people, we're like, look at that. If P. Diddy, Jay-Z, and all these black guys in America, they can do it. They can, you know, come out and be successful. I can do it. Mm-hmm. And now we're like, whoa, I don't want this anymore. I don't want this. I don't think I want to be that successful anymore.
So Kid Cudi was involved here because apparently he had a relationship with what was then Diddy's ex, Cassie, right?
Yes.
So he was having a relationship with another guy's ex, but this other guy, P. Diddy, was crazy. So apparently he got a call from Cassie. This is Kid Cudi. He got a call from her saying, I'm really scared. She said to him, I don't know what to do. I need your help. Please, can you hide me at a hotel? So he booked a hotel room for her under a false name, hid her there, and Combs' assistant then revealed that he had entered the home This is Combs. Shortly after, Cuddy's car was torched next to a Molotov cocktail. Matching Ventura's claim that Combs had threatened to blow it up in a jealous rage. This P. Diddy, he wasn't with Cassie anymore, but he still would not allow her to have any kind of relationship with anyone else. Molotov cocktails and cars were involved. And hiding of people in hotels to protect them from violence. This is a bad guy. I mean, the baby oil and all that shit aside, which is pretty disgusting.
How you even get to that obsession?
You know, I got to tell you, I thought this was a fun story with the parties and Ellen DeGeneres sliding down slip and slides with baby oil into pools full of lesbians. But I got to tell you, it's getting pretty gross. It's getting pretty
sick.
You're
walking past that baby oil now in the stores and you're like,
I just, you know that smell of baby oil? I reckon Diddy just smelled like that all the time.
Oh, gross. That is... It's so gross. Like this man, I actually was thinking of the song by Mariah Carey. Why are you so obsessed with me? Like, and I'm just like, why was he so obsessed with Cassie? Why was, and that's the one thing that keeps going on in my mind. Like, how do we get there? How does an individual get to the state of like having these freak-offs, falling in love with baby powder, baby oil to a point where it needs to be.
There was probably powder involved, but it weren't baby powder.
Yeah. And then, like, now wanting to just, you know, scare this man and blow up his car. Like, wow, how did we get there? What happened to him?
Yeah, he must have had a very messed up childhood. It must have been a very unhappy.
Because you don't wake up like that.
No.
Like, something turns you into
I do think that maybe also what happens is, these guys become so rich and so famous and they convince themselves that they are all powerful. There's nothing they can't do. There's nothing they can't have. And it goes to their heads. You know, they say power corrupts.
Yes.
So maybe there's a part of that he was already clearly a bit of a nutcase. But then as he got more powerful...
I don't know. Yikes, man. I don't know. And there was someone in the office, I won't name who that person is, you could probably guess. They stance on this whole like P. Diddy trial.
Is it PH?
Because
he was at the party.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I won't mention.
PH, okay.
And his whole thing when Cassie was testifying was like, there must have been a part of Cassie that enjoyed this because she endured it for so long. And I was like, no, sir.
I
don't think so.
No, you get that.
But their stance is like, yeah, they probably enjoyed it. And that's why they were the face of it all. You know, they're the ones who caught the person.
Well, there are people who are professional victims. You know, they will find a way to always be, as long as they're getting attention, even if it's negative attention. And violent attention sometimes. Mm. There are people who are addicted to that. There are also masochists.
Yeah.
Just like there are sadists. Sadists who hurt people and masochists who like being hurt. So it is a thing. Psychologists will back that up. Maybe that's something to talk to Dr. Hanan about.
Because
that's some pretty dark stuff.
It is, right? Yeah. And it's just always trying to understand the psychology. Like, I'm like, there's a special place in hell for him. Like, he's going to rot in hell. Like, that's
who,
okay.
Diddy,
I've made peace with that. It's fine. I've written him off. In my eyes, he's already guilty. You know what I mean? But, like, I'd like to understand, how did this person get there? Because surely not. Because I also then look at Holly Weird as, like, all these celebs that are famous, that are, you know, doing all of this. What is happening?
Well, I think it's a very twisted place. So that partly, and I do think it's bifurcated. So you've got people who are crazy from the start.
Yes.
And maybe that crazy drives them to success.
Ish.
So they become successful because they're a little bit different. You know, especially in the entertainment business, you could be just a bit strange. Yeah, don't tell me Tom Cruise is all normal. Right?
No, but he's also, I can back that on up because he's part of that crazy thing.
The Scientology.
Yes. Yeah. And I already know those people are just not okay.
There's crazy beforehand and then there's that you become crazier when you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the combination of the two just results in some very messed up people. If you've ever looked to Hollywood for role models, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, I'm learning that now. Mm. You know, growing up, I used to be like, Oprah, you're so amazing. Ah, then I learned the truth and I was like, maybe you're not
How
that
much,
great.
How much update have you got for us on Meghan Markle, by the way? I mean, I haven't seen anything for like 2 weeks. I'm worried about her. I'm worried about Harry. I'm very concerned for
their
safety.
She's probably going to come out with like a podcast. Okay, she's done that. And
she's done that.
Yeah, I think she's done that.
Come out with a cooking show. Oh, wait, she's done that. She's come out with a tell-all documentary about the royal family.
She's done that.
Maybe she's just out of ideas.
No, she'll do something. No, no, no. We'll have that attention. She likes attention.
Maybe she'll appear on Suits again. Maybe that's the only thing that she did well out of all of those things we've just mentioned.
Hey, maybe she might start a foundation to help other...
She started that, Archie damn. Well thing or whatever it's called.
Oh, damn.
See?
She's done it all. In a very short period of time.
And,
not even like
And badly. All of it badly. You know, you think you can marry a prince, become a princess. She did that too, but she did it badly.
I saw this great skit by Megyn Kelly. So I don't really follow Megyn Kelly, but she did this amazing skit of basically roasting Meghan Markle and her cooking show and how like fake it is. Yeah. And she basically copies what she says, but you can just see the fakeness. It's hilarious. If you have time, anybody's like 4 minutes.
Yeah, Meghan Kelly does not like Meghan Markle.
At all. But that was brilliant. I think that was a brilliant skit. I'm like, you go, Meghan Kelly. You did a great job.
I think
there
are two people who really hate her the most. Meghan Kelly and Piers Morgan.
Oh.
Right?
Piers.
They do not have a lot of time.
I feel like if you want to ruin his day, just mention her name.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's just going to a rant. Oh, I do hate that Meghan Markle. Let me tell you something. She's absolutely appalling. Anyway, talking about appalling, I don't know if you saw Meghan Kelly interviewing Jake Tapper. So Jake Tapper, the guy who used to have, I think he might still have, I don't know, a show on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just written a tell-all book about Biden's mental decline and the cover-up, how it was all hidden. So obviously Jake Tapper was part of this, which makes it complicated. He was a CNN journalist, had quite a lot of access to the White House, mm-hmm. it's fair to say. He covered for Joe Biden. He did nothing to expose the obvious cognitive decline, which now everyone's admitting. Now the cancer as well has been made public. The family decided they would tell everybody, ironically, in the week that Jake Tapper's book comes out, almost to distract. So he was probably totally senile and probably already had cancer for, I don't know, a year or two, which makes you wonder why they ran him as president until that debate. Because the only reason they pulled out of the run for president was when the debate was such a disaster that everyone in America could see that the guy wasn't all there. And then they were like, oh, okay, yeah, you know what? We'll step aside for Kamala. I think it's especially bad for Jill Biden. Because what kind of wife would abuse and allow her husband to be abused like that? If your husband is suffering from cognitive decline, and he's an old man in his 80s, mm-hmm. and he also has cancer, which they would have known about. He's the president. They test presidents for everything.
Yes,
they give you a physical. They're saying they didn't do enough of the PSAs, the cancer tests. I don't know about that. But I got to tell you, if you're the president of the United States and they have not checked you for cancer since 2017 or whatever it was, 2014, there's something wrong. There's something. You're either hiding something or you don't want people to know. So you're just going, I'm not going to go for the test in case they find out and then the people will know.
I think he went for the tests. I think his wife was like, okay, I've never liked you all those years of being married to you. This is my time to get back at
that
you.
That is mean.
Because women do that. They hold a grudge. Like, you could have hurt her like 20 years ago. You said something. You didn't apologize. And now she's like, oh, this is my time.
Well, that is disgusting.
This is my time to do it. And this is how we're going to do it. Because why would you? Like, you can see this man is not okay.
Yeah. And
and you still allow so many people to be in
his... She was wheeling him out on the campaign trail. Even for Kamala. You know, she was... They were trying to, and she hates Kamala Harris, Jill Biden, because Kamala Harris has kind of stepped into the fray. She was quite enjoying being the president.
Yes.
Because Joe wasn't. This is the other thing that I'd like to ask anyone who watches this show that's American, anybody in South Africa who has an answer for me, I'd love to know. Who was actually running the country? If it is now abundantly clear that Joe Biden didn't know whether he's a teapot or a hockey stick, who was actually running things? Who was signing all those pardons? Remember right at the end? There were like thousands of pardons being handed out left, right, and center to all kinds of very bad people.
And the one pardon that he said would never take place.
Hunter.
Took place. Yeah. And I think that's a mama. That she was like, if you're going to pardon everybody else's kid, you got to pardon my kid as well.
It's complicated because Hunter is not actually Jill's kid. Hunter is Joe's kid with his previous wife who died in a car accident. But anyway, I mean, you make the point. I think Joe Biden clearly was not there. So who was? Who was in charge? Who was running the world's most powerful country for 4 years? Who was actually making decisions, deciding what policies would be implemented left, right? We know it was a disaster, right? We know it was run like a spaza shop for a while because that administration did nothing to cover itself in glory. That disgraceful Afghanistan withdrawal, a mismanagement of COVID, certainly in the latter part of COVID. We had, you know, Black Lives Matter protests. We had destruction of public infrastructure and total deterioration in places like the Federal Aviation Authority, where we had planes flying into each other, and airports not knowing whether they were going this way or that way. And those are only a few things that I can remember, because who can recall with our news cycle what happened 2 or 3 years ago? But obviously the Biden administration has a lot to answer for, and maybe it wasn't even Joe. Maybe we should just accept that this old guy didn't know what was happening and he was being pushed in front of the cameras by Jill and by a whole lot of other people. Mm-hmm. And I reckon that that's a kind of treason, because you're lying to the United States population. Somebody's got to go to jail for this lie. You can't get away with a shadow government. In truth, this was a conspiracy.
Yes.
You know, you talk about conspiracies.
Oh, this is it. And how?
This was a group of people who got together.
Yes.
To hide the fact that the president
is not okay.
Didn't know what was going on.
Yes.
Couldn't keep it together.
And how, like, in Hollywood, they always talk about handlers. How, yeah, like, these celebrities, these right, handlers, and these people actually controlling where they're going to be and what they're doing, mm-hmm, and who they speak to. And I think for the first time, we're seeing it play out in real life with the White House and the president. Like, he was being handled. Like, someone was saying, okay, you're going to be there, you're going to, yeah, do this, and he was just like, yeah, oh, okay, I'm going to do it. And we all saw that he was not okay. And then they tried gaslighting us. I think that was also the issue.
Yes.
They tried gaslighting us to say, this man is perfectly healthy.
Like, that's right. Guys like Jake Tapper.
Imagine.
There was Joe Scarborough, who does a show called Morning Joe in America, who said, I've never seen Biden looking better. He's the best version of Biden. Those were his exact words. The best version of Biden I've ever seen. And people are like, we can't trust you ever again.
Yeah.
You know, and so they were actually asked, they were saying to people, how dare you accuse Joe Biden of having cognitive decline? The guy, that is elder abuse. You are being an ageist.
That was their favorite word. You are being ageist.
Yeah, you're
and
being ageist.
Like, no, man, we know old people. We grew up with old people. There's old people around us. We know. We know the signs. This man is old, and you guys were gaslighting us, like, mm-hmm, literally saying that no, he's fine. So who were those people who are also like around him to say, yeah, this is what you're gonna do and this is what you're gonna say? Because they clearly he was healthy enough to follow some instructions, right? But not okay enough to do it himself.
Needed handlers. So I want to know who those people are. And they need to be charged with crimes.
Yes.
Because
plot thickens. In America,
this is a big story.
Sure.
So I know we're all focused on, Trump and Cyril this week and Oval
that's
Office.
Laughing.
But this is a big story, you know? How long has he had the prostate cancer for? It spread to his bones. That doesn't happen overnight.
It doesn't. That takes time.
So people have got to now own up and be honest. Like, they have to be honest about things like COVID, which we're discovering all kinds of new stuff every other day about the vaccines. Now it turns out there was a guy who was in charge of vaccines who said the Israelis told the Americans about 3 or 4 months into 2020 that there were potential side effects from the vaccines. The Israelis, and you know what the Americans did? They went, shh, just keep it quiet because we don't want people being vaccine deniers. So that's all coming out now in the wash. And if you were one of those people who called everybody names, if they didn't go along with Dr. Fauci, and if you were one of those,
come out to say.
Exactly. And if you're one of those people who said that you're a terrible ageist, if you happen to notice that Joe Biden had mental decline, if you're one of those people, you have a lot to answer for. You've got to apologize. I would start with A on your list on your phone and go through your whole telephone directory and every name on your phone and apologize to all of those people because you, it turns out, you were the problem and you were helping to lie. You were helping the lie on both of those and so many other things probably. You're probably also one of those people who believes the news when you see it on TV at night.
I used to be that person.
Yeah. But now, you're not anymore.
I'm not. No. And I'm actually glad that I'm not because you realize how much, A, it's very limited. The news that you get on TV, very limited. And it's always very bad. That's the one thing I've always noticed. In fact, the first reason why I stopped watching the news, I was like, why am I always hearing about bad stuff in the world? And then the 5 minutes of sports is the only positive thing that you hear.
And Sims, how many of those stories actually affect you?
It doesn't. The only time I really cared.
So you were getting.
Was about maybe the fuel increase because that would be like, oh, things are
but
going
up. But you can find that out on your phone.
That's it.
And you don't have to sit on your phone for hours scrolling through news stories. But let me ask you this. Did it make you feel like a good, happy person afterwards?
Oh, no, I was
so
anxious.
Or did it make your life worse?
No, I was anxious because now you like leave the house and you're like, oh, this person was killed. And then this person was raped. And then like this thing happened at the schools. And you're like, oh my gosh, like the world is not safe. And yes, it's not safe, but you don't want to walk around with that kind of thought and energy. And like, and so I stopped watching the news. But because I stopped doing that, I needed to be informed. And so you go to alternative things, you start reading and you start looking and there's Twitter now, there's TikTok, there's Facebook. And you're like, oh, wow, the world is actually bigger. There's so many other things to talk about. There's so many other things, different opinions. And then you see like the same thing, ageism. And you're like, hey, but why are we calling an old man and we're saying that we're being ageist? And you start thinking to yourself, okay. And you see other opinions, you realize, you see here, I'm not going to follow this one because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Why are we saying, oh, so ageist?
The whole thing that brought this up was that you mentioned you watched Megyn Kelly and I said she interviewed Jake Tapper, formerly of CNN. I think he might still have a show. I don't know.
Anyway, I doubt
it. So Jake Tapper's written this book, Tell All, this is what was really going on. And she tore into him. She was like, you were part of the problem, dude. And I just thought this was one of the best things Megyn Kelly's ever done. It's easily right up. I mean, she's destroyed Jake Tapper's career. And he deserves to have it destroyed. He was basically a PR machine for the White House. Mm-hmm. And you are not meant to do that if you're in media. Just like, you know, there are some outlets in South Africa that are PR machines for the union buildings.
Oh, yes.
They should not be. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Mm-hmm. And you're lying to South African citizens. Shouldn't be able to do that. It's just wrong.
Is there a reason why he's decided to do a tell-all now?
I don't know, but I will give Jake Tapper credit because at some point in the interview, he actually apologizes.
Okay.
And he says, I was wrong. I acknowledge that I shouldn't have done this. I didn't have the integrity to be able to make the right decisions at the time or whatever he says. But I'll give him credit for at least admitting that.
Yeah.
Because that is the path to recovery. Mm-hmm. And I think anybody in the media business who keeps on with the lying, because they've got sunken cost syndrome, they've put so much into this that they feel even if they know it's wrong, they've got to keep going because they've already wagered their whole reputation on it. So they think, I just got to keep on doing this, right?
Yeah, but you know, like the good book says, like everything that's done in the dark will come to light.
Correct.
And it doesn't matter. It could have been. I mean, this guy, he decided to do this towel book. Shout out to him for that. But he's the reason why everything is coming to the light. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was his conscious eating him up at night, you know, on some, hey, dude, like you need to tell the truth. You need to tell the people the truth. And look, now we are getting the truth. But just know, whatever you do, and it might be small, like you might think, oh, I'm just impure. No one knows me. No one's going to see what I do. You could have stolen a 5 rand, a 2 rand. You could have lied to your ex-husband, you know, ex-boyfriend or whatever. One day the truth will come out. So just be an honest person.
Yeah. And that little bit of truth can have a huge positive effect. So tell the truth. And this is what I love about our audience. So Rebellious Ruth says, I'm on 2 hours of sleep this AM. Flip after a long American work hour week. Insomniac. Ruth,
get some
you're
sleep.
A trooper.
But get some sleep.
No, stay with us, Ruth. Dirk Kutsia says, has Gareth noticed his laptop is closed? I'm not writing comments for my health. Radio South Africa says he deserved to be embarrassed. That's Jake Tapper.
Yes.
Auto Pen was the president. Yeah, but who was running the Auto Pen? Because Auto Pen is not a person. I want to know. It's like some intern or some university professor. I want to know who was in charge there. I'm sure you do too. In slow-growing prostate cancer, says Christian, it may never spread or it'll take 10-plus years to metastasize, if at all. So they lied, basically. In intermediate grade cancers, they could develop in 5 to 10 years. I mean, these are still long periods, Christian, but thank you for the info. Roxanne says, nice athleisure. What the hell's that? Nice athleisure. I can't say that. Nice athleisure wear today.
It's what you're wearing. It's very, looking very smart this Friday. Athletic.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. As I said,
it's casual, I'm just, athletic wear.
I'm just glad I had clothes on when I got here because I was dressing in the dark. So I have no idea. And I haven't had hot water for like 4 days now. So
yeah.
Mainstream media down in the mines. Yes.
Hey, it's done bad. It's done bad, man.
Doubling down when you're in a corner is not a strategy. That's correct, Dirk. Chris Smith says, remember the ghost voice on radio in the 70s? I hear that same tone in the ANC guy on Facebook. The way ENCA covered Cyril's visit was disgustingly sycophantic. It was so disingenuous and fake, it was hard to watch, says Carl DeSantos. I agree. That's why it's so much on my mind at the moment, because I thought, for the average South African, this is their only source of news, because older people don't know the internet.
Oh, yeah. That's
so they
true.
Sit there and watch it on TV, and they go, oh, well, this is we're being told the truth.
No.
No, you're really not.
You're not, Madali. You're not.
Yeah. Okay, let me just see here. There's some other comments that I've missed out on. America's first Muslim president, Barack. He was not a Muslim, Barack Obama, so that's nonsense. Rebellious Ruth, she's a trained lawyer, so she's not stupid. Dr. Jill? No, she's not a trained lawyer.
Oh.
She was a doctor of education, I think. But everybody calls her Dr. Jill. I just have a problem with anyone calling themselves doctors if they are not medical doctors. Because no one gives a shit about your academic degree. I mean, it's great. Well done. That's terrific. You put it on your business card. But it's confusing as hell. You should not be calling yourself doctor unless you can make someone better if there's an emergency. Like, you go, is there a doctor in the room? And someone steps forward and goes, yes, I just did my dissertation on the philosophy in ancient Greece. Oh, that's very helpful. Can you step aside, please, ma'am? We don't need to hear about that. We're looking for someone to save this person who's having a heart attack.
But wait, I will say this, Gareth. In those cases when they're like, is there a doctor in the room? And you can see they obviously want a doctor to help medically. I agree with you. Like, don't raise up your hand unless you are a medical doctor. Yeah. But I think there should be something. There is something about going all the way to doing a doctorate.
Sure.
Like, you studied and you are. So, like, in this field, you are so well knowledgeable that we have to call you doctor, you know? And I do think, like, people should have, like.
Like Dr. Dre. Or Dr. Kumalo. Come on. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh damn. Okay, no. I got it all wrong. Sorry.
I'm talking about people that went to varsity and they hey, they did that thing. They went past a, just a, they got a degree, but the honors, but the masters. From masters, but the PhD. Come
okay,
on
yeah,
now.
But yeah, all right.
Come on.
But a doctorate in what? Because if you do a doctorate in political science, I'm not impressed. It just means you've spent a lot of time on something no one gives a shit about. That's like someone who builds a Lego castle that's a kilometer in size. I mean, well done.
Gareth, if you
but
can
nobody
be
cares
with our garden winner here.
he won a gold medal, Simpiwe.
You must be impressed with people that go all the way to being a, to all getting right. their doctorate
so,
degree.
Dirk says, clearing up here and clarifying, Megyn Kelly is a trained lawyer. Yes, correct. Okay, fair enough. And she's very smart. I would not take Megyn Kelly on in a debate. She would probably wipe the floor with me. Gareth, are you trying to say Bladen Zimande is not a real doctor? He's a doctor of something. He's Dr. Bladen Zimande. But don't ask me what. Now I want to know. I'm going to look it up, actually. Dr. Blade Nzimande. That guy. He was... Okay, we've got a doctorate in philosophy. This is what we were saying, right?
All I'm saying... Don't look down at these people. They went all the way to the highest level of education.
He has a doctorate in philosophy specializing in sociology from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. So sociology and philosophy. Two things that will not get you a bank loan... If you want to buy a house.
Oksalai, he studied it.
He wasted his time, okay? But then he was South African Communist Party chairperson and general secretary. Again, wasted his time. Then they made him minister of higher education in this country. And he did, as far as I can tell, nothing to improve it because it's worse than ever at universities in this country. So, wasted his time. He should have a doctorate in helping other people to waste their time. That's what he should have. God's sake. How did we even get onto this? Oh.
I tried standing up for all the people that got their doctorate degrees.
No, you did try. You bravely tried. And listen, I've got friends who have doctorates in very interesting subjects, literature or genetics or whatever. That's great. Okay. If it is, particularly if it's a science or it's engineering or it's something where we're, you know, robotics perhaps, mm-hmm. or artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. somewhere where it's going to be taking humanity forward. But the humanities, if you're a doctor, keep that to yourself. Okay? Just keep it to yourself. There is no one who needs to know except the people you're applying to a post at a university mm-hmm. for. That need to see that. Don't put your D fill or your D lit or any of those things anywhere. Just don't. If it's an MBCHB, you know, then you can fix people. You're having a heart attack on the train. Oh shit! There's a person dying. Is there a doctor in the room? And the guy steps forward with his doctorate in sociology. He goes, well, I'd like to advise you on, you know, the possible sociological outcomes of someone's death on a train. No, that's no use. You need someone to fix this guy. Anyway.
I guess now we know your thoughts on
how
people.
How about Doc Shebeles?
No?
That's what you're talking about. Shebeleza, Doc Shebeles. Shebeleza, Doc Shebeles. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to think of doctors that would make the difference. I've missed a few shows. Have we spoken about the Piers Morgan Kanye Ye interview? What a disaster. Now, I didn't even know this had happened.
Okay,
so thank you, Roxanne.
Okay.
I've got to watch it.
Okay. So there's a Piers Morgan Kanye interview. What's that about?
Piers Morgan obviously interviewed Kanye, and Kanye's been kind of controversial recently. I also think he's just maybe gone a little bit crazy.
No, he is crazy.
He's
No.
Didn't he ask Donald Trump to please pardon his friend Diddy? Yes, he did.
This guy, let me just tell you, I, as a massive Kanye West fan, okay?
I used to be too.
No, I still am. I think
I like
I have,
his music, yeah.
I think I have somewhere in my like bio, it's humble with a hint of Kanye.
I'm a
bit crazy now and again. But I love that guy. I will be the first one to admit that he is crazy.
Sure.
He is. Like, and I think we're at a point where we need to stop giving him the attention. Because I think he knows that he can say things that are out there that are crazy. And because it's Kanye West, we're always going to give it attention. And we're always going to be like, Kanye said what? And then he'll go explain it, or he'll be like, nah, or something like that. And you just realize that, oh, this guy's just playing with us. You know, like, he's just saying things for the sake of saying things sometimes. Not all the times. So let's stop giving him some attention. Let's stop talking about him. And I think that will bring him back to his senses. Because it helps.
Well, you see, I've always maintained that the genius and crazy live right next door to each other.
Yes.
And the people who are supremely talented and brilliant and genius often dip into madness because it's a very, very fine line between the two.
Hmm.
And Kanye West, I agree with you. I'm also a fan. I've always liked his music. I've thought very highly of him in terms of his creative output. There is no doubt that this guy is unbelievably gifted. But the things he doesn't say sometimes make me think he's totally off the reserve. Like maybe he's high, or his brain produces chemicals that make him seem like he's high or something. But he's not to be trusted with ordinary stuff.
Yes.
Like commenting on politics.
Yes.
Or dealing with bills or worrying about which way, whether the Uber's going to fetch him in 5 minutes or two. He needs handlers.
Yeah.
He needs people to just help guide him through life, because I don't think he's cut out for it.
No, he did have handlers. It was called the Kardashians, but they messed him up even they messed him up even more. So I think he needs different type of handlers.
Maybe. You
know? Yeah, so don't give him attention, guys. Let's not do that. And maybe he'll change.
So Dirk Kutsia says, in his case, crazy broke into genius and is stealing the silverware. Yeah. And let's see here, the Roxanne in the comments, she doesn't have to put out the red light. That's from the Police song. Okay, very good. Blade introduced OBE, outcomes-based education. He cut and pasted from Australia and the US in the early years of our democracy. Yeah, he hasn't done a great job with that PhD in sociology.
Not at all.
Okay. How is Ass doing after the op? She will be on Monday's show, I think.
Let's hope.
But someone sent me a very funny, very funny meme. I think it was Katlego who sent it to me on Instagram, of like some, they cremated some granny, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she'd had a hip replacement, so there was the hip joint made of titanium in this box with all the ashes. And then someone's like, pass this on to Leanne, because that's what she's going to look like when they finished with her. So I tried to screenshot it, but it was one of those photos that doesn't last.
Yeah,
you know, those ones. Kanye's song has been stuck in my head for over a week.
Which one?
Is that the one with the, that's that, what, like that anti-Semitic one? There's a new, yeah, because there's a new.
Okay, I'm old school Kanye. I'm like, yeah, come on, you know.
That's, I love that song. That's good shit. Yeah, so. He's got a song praising Hitler. That's the one.
You see, he does things for attention. I promise you, I don't think this guy believes in the BS that he's selling us. He is doing things for attention. I promise you, it's true.
Well, maybe that is why he got involved with the Kardashians in the first place. They seem very good at like just getting attention for nothing.
Is it Kris Jenner? It's Kris Jenner. She has a new face.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like, she's...
The whole thing's brand new?
Brand new. Look up Kris Jenner, like, even 5 years ago, and then look at her now. New face.
Have you
new
seen... Person. While you're looking
like she
for
looks
that,
like...
Flex, see if you can find Kris Jenner, a new face. But while you're talking about that, have you seen those memes of, like, if Hollywood famous people were poor, what they'd look like?
Yes!
Have you seen the Kardashian one?
Oh, my gosh, they look so... I'm so glad they got money, Shem, because poverty does not look good on the Kardashians
No,
at all.
It really doesn't.
At all. So...
Poverty.
does not. You know, sometimes you can get away with it. Like, you're like, ah, oh, this person doesn't look too bad. But on the Kardashians, they do not look good poor at all.
Yeah, you could also look up Kardashians poverty. That would be very funny. Let people see what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Have you watched Neil de Beers' review of the White House meeting? That's from Durban Dope. So Neil De Beer, we've had on this show before. He's a politician, very outspoken guy. He's also going through chemo at the moment, apparently. Yeah, I saw something updating us on some social media post about him going through cancer treatment. But Neil De Beer has always been a straight shooter. He seems to be very brave and unafraid to address whatever's going on in the news. So I'll check that out. Thank you. He cucked those scoundrels out properly, says Barely Vocal Media. So that's another thing that I've got to put in my homework for this week. What are you doing for the weekend?
I'm going to be indoors because it's cold.
You could, okay, I'll watch the Neil De Beer thing. You watch the Kanye.
Okay, that's Piers Morgan. Homework. Yes, I can do that indoors. Okay. Because yeah. It's cold.
Oh.
There, can you see?
No, man, that on the right, that's her daughter.
No.
No.
That is her. That is her brand new face 2025 version.
How?
Struspop.
No, that's horse shit. Really? No,
that's her. She got her face done.
Oh, on the left, she looks terrible.
I know, right? She was crazy.
What's going on there with those under the cheeks? What's that all about?
It's all those fillers. Because, you know, they get fillers and Botox and it was starting to, like, sag
but
and
you know,
stuff.
On the right, she looks young, okay? But the problem is that going to hold?
No. Because you're going to have to... You see the thing with, like, surgery and these Botox and being pulled to the left, to the right, the new face.
How old is this woman?
I don't know, but I can tell you now.
I'll look it up. While you just tell me about the Botox.
Yes. With all these things that they do, you're going... Like, they get their face pulled and they remove things. You're going to have to continuously do that.
She's 69 years old.
She looks, what, 39 in the new face.
Yeah, but for how long?
A few months. But she has the money to maintain it. That's the difference. Because this thing is quite expensive. Look at that.
She looks like Kim. I can't tell the difference between that face and Kim Kardashian's face. I'm not being funny here. And I'm certainly not looking to insult Kris Jenner. A big part of me would almost prefer that she just really looked like she looks at her age of 69. I feel like there is something dignified and gracious about someone who just ages naturally.
Yes.
And I don't know what she's going with. Like how her daughter's 44 and 46.
That's Kim and Chloe, I think, or Kylie.
Kris Jenner was born in 1955.
Why is she trying to look my age?
Yeah, I just put that up again. I can't be real.
This is her. They have the money for it. And guess what? Now people are going to go into their consulting rooms with their doctor saying they want this face.
Yeah.
Our mothers are going to go in there saying, oh, I'm 48 or 58.
So when did she get this done?
I have no idea, but it's only been recent. The internet was talking about it, like, I'm sure for a good 2 weeks. Like, yeah, man, this lady looks different. And then somebody out said, like, somebody on the net said, no, it's a new face. She's completely different. And when they said that, we were all like, okay, she looks completely different. She looks younger, but I don't think younger in a good manner. Because we know how old you're supposed to look. If she was trying to look 40, we'd try to understand, but she looks way too young.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel there's obviously some good genes in Kris Jenner because she had the first three girls who are attractive, right? I mean, the one has had to have a lot of work done, but two of them are... So from the... Right.
Keep going.
Jesus, what's that in the top right?
That's them before all the surgeries.
Poverty?
That's the poverty.
Is that
man.
The poverty, Kardashian?
But also, like, this is them before any surgery.
That is horrific.
Before any surgery. These are the girls you fell in love with. Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Look at that. Nana. That is horrific. Oh, my God. If any of those women came up to me on a dark street at night, I'd have to shoot them dead. I think it was a zombie.
And if you look even over the years, especially Kim, you will see how her face has transformed over the years. Chloe is one of them. I mean, she used to be the chubby girl, and now she's no longer the chubby girl. She's now, you know, a sexy birdie. And then the two young ones, yeah.
Kylie
got surgery and she was 16, so we already know that.
So we don't know what she actually would have looked like. She's like Michael Jackson. You'll never know
yeah.
what the real person... That is her. That is the scariest picture.
This is why I say poverty does not look good on some people.
I don't think it looks good on any of us, to be honest, but it shows you what money can do. I'm blown away by Kris Jenner's new face. It's like she's chosen a face out of a jar and just put it on. It's
that's
phenomenal.
What money can do. So, Gareth, if you ever make millions, just know you can look like the Gareth Cliff when you were 25.
I know what that looked like. I don't want to go back to that. Jeez, like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wonder what that cost.
It's a couple of thousands, maybe even millions. Kanye Bao, you remember she something did the else, surgery yeah. of removing her eyelids or something like that.
Like a gecko? She took her eyelids away?
Yeah, she did a whole thing. I think last year she did a whole thing. She went to Dubai to remove her eyelids to like get something tight.
Was it Kim?
No. Kanye Bao, our very own. Our very own Kanye Bao.
Kanye Bao got her eyelids removed.
Yes. And now she's all healed up.
Can you see them, Bao?
Yes, she's all healed up.
I've interviewed her so many times. I want to see what she looks like now.
Please go look. She's all healed up. And now she's dropped a video basically saying she regrets doing that thing. And she was basically saying, you see, when you have money, you do stupid things like remove your eyelids and do all of this. She wished she didn't have the money to actually do it.
Kanye Bao eyelids, okay?
Yeah.
Kanye's new face goes viral. Did Kanye Bao do face surgery? These are the main stories that
that's
you will find.
It, Nazo.
How?
This was straight out of surgery.
We're double guess. Why? What's going on there?
And she's actually come out with like a video saying she regrets doing this.
Yeah,
she
you're fucking telling me. Look at that.
She wish she didn't have the money yeah. to do it. But when you have the money to do these crazy operations, you do it.
Yeah. Well, they say black don't crack, but that fucking cracked.
Yeah, it's all the plastic that's in there.
Yo, I'm telling you, we're worried about microplastics and how they're in getting in our brain and in our genitals and everything. Microplastics in a world where Kris Jenner and Kanye Bao have macroplastics all over their faces, you have nothing to worry about. Listen, have an awesome weekend. No matter what you have planned for this weekend, you might want to stay at home and keep warm like Simpiwe. You might want to go out and do something wild. Look after yourself. And don't worry. You're not Cyril in the Oval Office. You're not Donald Trump with death, 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 death. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Just look after the basic things that you can. And don't worry about the things that you can't. Everything's going to be fine. Like that meme of the dog in the kitchen with the fire all around it. Everything's fine. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.